5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Polka-Dot! 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 Afro Circus!
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Crystal and Barry Ricks.
Me!
We are here again. I never know what to say after this.
And scene. Yeah. So, no, we're happy to be here again.
We are.
And we're going to bring you another show full of awesome goodness that you will just make your ears happy.
Or bleed.
Or, wow. Way to be a downer today.
What? You never know. People might listen to us because they hate us.
Oh, well, if you do, we still love you. So, let's talk about our crazy circus.
Let's do.
It's time for the Stories of the Week.
So, Stories of the Week, where we talk about, obviously, what happened during our crazy week with our kids.
Why do you say that every week? Well, obviously.
Well, some people may be new to the show, and if you are, thank you. But, you know, they want to know that we're going to be talking about the Stories of the Week means we're talking about our crazy life with our kids.
Because we just said, let's talk about our crazy circus.
I know, but they may not know what that means.
Anyway, I think we argue this at least like every other episode. Okay, so this week was uneventful. Woo! I don't know if that really gets a woo, but I mean, it was just a week.
Yeah, it wasn't, yeah.
Blip in the map of time.
I mean, sure, there are little things here and there. You're just like, what? But overall, it was a normal week.
I'd say it was a very wet week. Because we went to the pool and the splash pad and...
It rained.
It rained a lot, yeah. So, it was good.
Well, tell us about some of your stories.
Well, the first thing is last week we talked about... how do you explain it? Like...
I don't know, honey. What did we talk about last week?
Well, I'm baiting you. Give me the answer. No, about respecting your kids' feelings, yes. Right? Is that what it was? Like, not just disciplining them, but letting them have emotions.
Yes.
Right?
Not treating them as adults because they're kids.
Right. So I had an experience this week where I took the kids to the free summer kids movie.
Yay! Woo!
Which I thought was going to be a nightmare, but for some reason, knock on wood, our 2-year-old has been great during these movies. We've been to 2, and so far it hasn't been a total nightmare. So
yet.
I know. So I knocked on wood. This time, I mean, the only bad thing was my 2 youngest kids had to take off their shoes. And at the end of the movie, my 4-year-old was like, I can't find my shoes. And I was like, how do you lose shoes while you're sitting the whole time?
Well, next time, just put them in your diaper bag.
So I'm sitting there like feeling around on the crunchy, nasty movie theater floor. And I can't find her shoes anywhere. And while I'm looking, all of a sudden, Jackson's gone. And, I mean, these movies, everyone goes to these. So, I freaked out a little bit. I was like, where's Jackson? Where is he? Because Grayson and Jay were up running. They wanted to do a lap around the whole theater. So, he wasn't with them. So, Grayson goes looking for him and comes back with Jackson on his back, like a piggyback. Because he was just hanging out in the little... exit aisle that you can't see.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I'm painting a great picture here. Anyway, so Grayson's giving him a piggyback ride. Usually I'm pretty anti-piggyback ride unless it's on carpet. But they're so adorable that I let him do it. Which is the first problem.
Oops.
So we walk out of the movie theater and we're walking along the curb to get to our car. And I ask the kids, what was your favorite part? And Grayson turns to me and he's chatting excitedly, not paying attention, and just steps right off the curb.
So there's your second problem. You distracted him by talking to him.
Right. So he steps off the curb and slips and falls, and Jackson goes flying into the street and, like, lands on the hard ground. Grayson goes down and skins his knee, and he's crying. And Jackson, I'm sitting there, like, frozen, thinking, okay, is he broken? you know, I'm like weighing what possibly could happen. He could have serious broken bones or he could have nothing. So I'm watching him and he starts screaming. So immediately I want to turn to Grayson and be like, why did you do that? You know, you should have been thinking and looking and blah. But I thought about our show and about how that's not the reality. Like, sometimes your kids just need compassion.
Yeah.
And he was crying, too. It's not like he meant to drop them and he meant to hurt himself. So I picked Grace or Jackson off the road and I'm holding him. And then with Grayson, I tried to be so calm, even though I seriously was like hulking in my head.
See, this is the one time I could actually probably believe and agree with you that people were looking at you with judging eyes.
Yeah, they were.
At this point, I'd be like, I could see people actually judging you for that.
Yeah, I didn't even mention that. But yes, there were, I mean, because I said there, everyone was there piling out of the movie theater.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there staring at my two kids crying because it was really taking my brain like, your kids are hurt.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, everyone's walking by and I was just like, it's the after show! Yay!
Take a picture!
I know, I'm
Put
sure.
Put it on YouTube!
I'm sure I'm on Facebook somewhere as, look at this mom.
Be like, bad mom. Hashtag bad mom.
It's supposed to be hashtag cool mom.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, anyway. So I'm saying I had that moment where I really just wanted to, like, rail into Grayson for doing that. Even though I shouldn't have let him piggyback in the first place. But I took a breath. And I just said, are you okay? And he starts crying and I give him a hug and I say, well, I can't let go of Jackson right now, but as soon as we get to the car, I'll check out your leg and make sure you're okay. And after that, I felt so good. Like, I totally nailed this, even though I let them get hurt. But, so we go to the car and as we're walking, Grayson's limping and he just goes, I'm so sorry, Mom. And then that really made me feel like, I am so glad. Like, he obviously felt so guilty that I'm so glad that I didn't add to that. That I was able to comfort him in his guilt, I guess you should say.
Well, and Grayson kind of prides himself on being a good big brother to Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure he was beating himself up a lot inside for hurting his little brother and also making... You think that, like, he probably thought you were mad at him, and...
I was.
Like, in a little bit, you know, but... So, yeah, like you said, it was a good thing you didn't explode at him, because he was already beating himself up about it.
Well, it's not every day you see a toddler go flying through the air and smashing down onto the street.
Unless you're Superman.
What? He doesn't throw toddlers?
No, but he was a toddler flying through the air and smashing into the ground.
Whatever. Okay.
Come on.
Too obscure. Too obscure.
Read my brain.
And so anyway, we get to the car and I buckle in Jackson and I give him a wipe because he did scrape his elbow a little bit. Luckily, it wasn't anything bad. He didn't hit his head, which was nice.
Yeah.
So I show him how to hold the wipe.
Because we teach our kids how to properly tuck and roll.
Yeah, right. No, but I knew he wasn't that hurt because... As we're walking to the car, he sees a movie poster for Ghostbusters, and he's like, Ghost! He likes to act out ghosts from this video game. And I was like, you're fine. I'm glad I didn't get mad. So I buckle him in the car, and I'm still talking about the ghost to keep him distracted, and Grayson's still crying, and I set him in the front chair, and I'm cleaning off his scrapes, and he just looks at me, and he's like, I feel like such a bad big brother.
Aww.
It was so sad. And it, once again, just made me grateful that I think I did the right thing this time, which was hard for me, but I think maybe now that I've mastered that, I can keep going and never get mad again.
Never, ever. It's not going to happen. So, well, I'm glad you had an exciting, upsetting, frustrating, and...
Educational
moment in your week. Something that we've been doing pretty much almost every night, not every night, but almost every night, we are still binge watching Avatar: The Last Airbender with our kids.
Did we mention we're watching that? I can't remember.
I don't know if we did. I can't remember, but we are watching it and it's awesome.
It has been so fun.
Because we watched, Crystal and I watched the series together for the first time, but like when Grayson was like what, two?
Like 7 years ago.
Two or three or something like that. And so we're just like, let's watch it again. And, well, because we were able to buy the whole series for like $20. And so we're like, score! And we've been watching it, and our kids are just loving it. And it's
all of them. It's crazy.
It's so fun. And we're loving it because it's like one of our favorite shows ever. And it's just fun to be able to have this thing with our kids that we all just, you know, geek out about, basically.
Right, because we always, like, when there's an hour left for bedtime, we'll say something like, the kids will say, I want to go play outside, or I want to go do something. And we say, or we could watch Avatar.
And they're like, Avatar!
Avatar! Even our two-year-old's like, Avatar!
Aang! Yeah, Aang! Aang, Avatar!
And so we've watched it, and it's just been fun.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time where everyone was on board with doing an activity together.
Well, and it's such a good family show. Like, I would recommend this to any family, and it's, yeah, it's great.
It is.
If you want to watch a fun show with your family, watch Avatar The Last Airbender.
Well, and it's funny because the boys in our family left to go do a service project. And so the girls were like, Mom, can we have a dance party? So I'm pulling up like Disney's Just Dance on YouTube. And they're like, no, find Avatar music. And Avatar is all like oriental.
Yeah.
You know.
String music.
Yeah. Drum, like the old classic.
Wow. Nice.
That's my imitation. And so I pull up Avatar music and they are jamming out to this ridiculous, like classical, Asian fusion music.
All right.
I just thought it was so funny that they love it so much that they can jam to oriental string music.
Yeah.
It just made me so happy. I just love it.
It is. It's
awesome. My life is happy right now.
So.
Well, speaking of Jackson talking.
Okay.
That was a weak transition,
oh.
But.
Oh, right.
So for 2 days, Jackson was coming up to me and saying, I want Frozen. And it seriously was like we were playing charades or what's the one? I guess it's not charades because he was talking, but I was like, is it
20 questions?
20 Frozen. Do you want frozen fruit snacks? Because we ate all of those. And he's like, no, Frozen. And for days, I was like, do you want to watch Frozen? He's like, no, Frozen.
Listen to Frozen.
Yeah, do you want to listen to it? And I'm just listing all of this stuff, and I have no idea what he's talking about. And finally, I don't know why I didn't do this in the first place. I was like, can you show me what's Frozen? And he climbs up on the kitchen counter, opens the cabinets, and pulls out a box of raisins. And he's like, Frozen!
Frozen raisins.
I was so mad. Mad that it took me 2 days to figure out that my kid was hungry.
Well, it's not like you were starving him or anything, but so.
But then I was like, why didn't you just go get the raisins?
Yeah.
But Frozen, that's how our two-year-old says raisins.
There you go. It works. What else you got for us?
Is your list over?
It's not over, but it's kind of weak.
We watch TV.
Yeah, woo!
Let's see. I was going to say, the other day, I've kind of been struggling this summer. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, what the heck are we supposed to do today? Like, what am I supposed to do? Because we can't just go to the splash pad every, I mean, you could go to the splash pad every day, but how am I supposed to fill up all the time without spending money and without having to entertain them the whole time? And the other day, our kids were like, I'm bored. And I thought, hey, let's do some chores. And our kids.
Yeah, because that would get kids entertained.
I know. But we talked about this a while ago where our kids wanted this video game. And we purchased it. And those games are expensive.
It was
$60.
$60.
And so what we did is we put the video game up on our mantle and we printed off. Barry made these cute little dollar bills with the video game characters in the head part.
Yeah.
And so we printed off $60 bills and we said, you have to earn the video game.
Yeah, we're not going to just give it to you.
We don't believe
this.
In entitlement. And so for months.
It's been at least
months,
three.
It's been forever.
Like 3 months at least.
Forever. It feels like a year.
Yeah, it's only been like 3 months.
But we've been challenging our kids, like, after you do your regular chores, you can earn Smash Bucks. And so for a while, they were doing really well, but we've all kind of let it peter off. So
they're called Smash Bucks because the game is Super Smash Brothers.
Right. And so just a couple days ago, I said, let's earn some Smash Bucks. And I said, if we work hard, we could be playing this game in just a week. And so our kids went crazy excited. And I gave them chores that they've never done before. Like, I gave them all scrubbers, and they scrubbed down the kitchen cabinets, which were a little nasty. And I mopped the floor, and I gave them a spray bottle to spray any, like, you know, the hard, crusty cereal that dried on the floor, the Jell-O that everyone thought was blood.
Nice.
You know, those kind of things. They'd spray them, and they wiped down the fridge, and they wiped windowsill. I mean, anyway, it was like a cleaning blitz. And we were blasting music and dancing and singing, and it was so fun that I was like, let's do chores every day!
Yay!
But we really do chores every day, but not like that.
Yeah.
But it was so fun, and they earned 10 Smash Bucks, I think.
Yeah.
And it was just fun. So, I don't know, I feel like there's a system that needs to be built upon this where we do chores that are fun.
Yeah.
Somehow. I haven't figured it out.
I don't know, make a dance game to doing chores or something. But that's good. No, it's good. I'm glad because I want to play the game.
I know, we've been waiting so long.
I just want to sit down and like, let's play it, guys, but you're the ones that have to earn it. I already paid for it.
Right. And that's the other thing is that we've been doing this summer is our kids love video games or iPad games computer games.
They are my children.
Yes, they are. And so every morning they're like, can I play a game? And at first I was like, sure, I want to stay in bed. But now I'm like, no, you need to clean your room. And they're like, okay. And so I've gotten this system where I just randomly give them something to do. And they do it, and they're excited about it. So I'm learning all these things about how to really manipulate my children.
But then you need to let them play games.
Right, which I have been. So it's been awesome. Like, their rooms have never been stayed cleaner.
Yeah.
And it's just been nice. So I'm just saying, I don't quite have a system to write or to tell you about, but this is kind of where we're going with it. If you want to use our ideas, feel free.
Yeah.
Bribery and manipulation.
So one of the things that we did... we did last night, was Crystal and I were you know, trying to go to bed, trying to go to sleep, and it was like someone had a strobe light on outside our window, and we're just like, what is, and we didn't think it was lightning at first because there was no thunder, but then we're like, we looked at the windows and it was this crazy lightning storm. But it wasn't striking the ground or anything, so there was no thunder. It was just lightning crossing the sky, lighting it up. And we're like, well, we're not going to sleep with this going on. So I'm like, let's get dressed again and go out. And we pulled out our lawn chairs, and Crystal and I just...
All the kids were asleep.
Yeah.
It was like 11 at night.
And so it was kind of like a...
mini date.
A mini date. Enjoy, you know, the wonderful, you know, beauty of nature.
It was... cooler than the 4th of July.
It was super cool. The lightning was just everywhere.
I feel like a little girl.
Like every single time we're like, cool!
I know. Or I'd like, whoa! I'd like grab you and be like, did you see that?
That was so cool! It just went across the sky!
I know. It was fun. And then, but what's funny is at one point we're like, man, our kids would really enjoy this. And
then I'm like, but we're not going to wake them up!
Heck no! And then, yeah, so today we told them we went outside and watched the lightning, and all of them were like, what is there?
We're like, well, you're asleep.
Yeah, and that's the joy of being an adult.
Wasn't going to wake you up.
I can do what I want.
That's right. And that's it for me. I got nothing else.
The only thing I wrote down was snacks. Our kids eat like crazy. I didn't realize how hungry our children were because they're at school all day, but we've been going through food like crazy. In this last 2 weeks, because of the trips that Barry went on, we didn't quite have as much food budget as we usually do.
Sorry.
And so I've been like snack Nazi, because my kids are like, can I have another fruit snack? I'm like, no! We have to stretch that box for 2 weeks! And it was gone in like 3 days. And it stresses me out.
Yeah.
Now our kids are like, can I have a snack? And I'm like, eat some ice.
We got nothing. I know. We've almost gone through a whole box of Otter Pops.
I know. So I'm just saying.
Although a lot of those I've eaten.
Budgeting food is so frustrating.
Yeah. Well.
That's one thing I do miss about school. Well, and feed our children.
Yeah. Well, and our kids are growing, so they are eating more. And I could just, I'm just dreading, like.
Teenagers
that are constantly eating. Like, our kids are constantly wanting to eat, but they eat small portions. Teenager eats like a pack of wild wolves.
I feel like our kids do that too.
Yeah, no, they're a pack of wild squirrels.
Oh yeah, hungry squirrels.
Hungry squirrels.
Not quite wolves.
That's right.
But like even Jackson the other day, who's two, and he never eats anything besides cheese and fruit snacks. He asked for cereal, and we were just making chicken nuggets for dinner. It was like we really have nothing, so we made we had chicken nuggets, and then we're like, let's eat this cornbread.
We had cornbread with chicken nuggets.
And chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Healthy. And, oh, and we opened a can of pineapple.
Yeah.
And so Jackson asked for cereal, and we thought, yeah, he won't eat regular dinner anyway. So we gave him a full bowl of cereal, and then he turned around and ate his plate of chicken nuggets and pineapple. And it was like, stop eating!
Well, that was like the first time he's ever, like, eaten all of his food,
though. I know, it was weird.
Usually he just survives on fruit snacks.
I know, we just look at him, we're like, are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
Is something wrong? Like,
why are you eating? That's not like you.
Anyway, so I'm just saying, that is the joy of being an adult, is budgeting for food and feeding six people on a really small budget.
It's not a really small budget.
I know.
It was just, it was a weird off month, and I get paid this week, and so we'll have plenty of food.
Poor.
Don't pity us, we're fine. So, but anyway.
No, we are fine. We still have chicken and sausage and bacon in our fridge.
That's right. We got bacon. You don't need anything else.
We don't have milk, but we got bacon.
But we have oatmeal.
We do have oatmeal. That's what we'll be eating for the rest of the week.
That's right. Breakfast will be oatmeal. Although our kids were excited about that, though. They're like, yay! I'm like, yeah.
All right.
So
wait, transition oatmeal into this story.
So no, I'm not going to. I'm just gonna go into it. So the one
wait,
of the,
what was our new theme song? Random article.
Random article.
Something.
Yeah. So we wanted to talk about the benefits and or just about kids sharing or not sharing rooms. Now from personal experience. I shared a room, like, pretty much my whole kid life until I think I was, 16, maybe? Because I was the youngest of six kids. I shared a room with primarily the brother that was right above me. He wasn't the next, because I had a sister just older than me, and then this brother was older than her, but I had to share a room with him. And I didn't get my own room until he finally moved out. And, but then there was, like, weird situations where, like, the older brothers moved back in, and, like, I had to share a room with my really older brothers for a while again, and, like, I rarely had my own room. And even when, towards the end, my oldest brother bought the house, and I had to share a room with my one-year-old nephew. So it's just like, really? Come on. I lose.
Which is funny because I grew up with, I was the only girl, but none of us shared a room. I'm looking
four.
At my fingers.
You have four?
There's four of us. I have three brothers and none of us ever shared a room. And I always thought that kids that shared rooms were so poor and unfortunate. Not like literally poor, but like poor
because
you.
We were so amazing and had so much money.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying
you peasants beneath me have to share a room.
So when we got married, I remember saying none of our kids will share a room. And when you said you shared, I was like, what? You did?
Like yeah, my whole life.
People do that?
My whole life I shared a room. I still share a room.
Finding
I don't have an old room still.
But, so we had differing ideals, but four kids, it's not like you can find a six-bedroom house on a budget.
Yeah. So I'm all for sharing rooms because I don't know. I would rather conserve space. Even if I had an extra room, I think I still might make my kids share a room, and then I'd have an office or a studio or something for, you know, the amazing show that we bring you guys.
But what really brought this around is, in the summertime, our kids have been asking, can we sleep in the same room? And a few times, we've let them pile in the blankets, and they all sleep on the floor. And it's been so fun. And the other day, we were looking in the room at them playing, and we're like, why don't we just do this? We didn't really do it, but we thought about it, saying we should just put all four kids in a room, and then the other room can be like the fun game room. And so they just sleep in one and then play in the other.
See, but another reason why we thought about separate rooms is because our oldest shares a room with the youngest.
Yeah, that's been interesting.
And that's been an interesting thing because, you know, you have a 2-year-old and an 8-year-old, and the 2-year-old keeps the 8-year-old up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the 8-year-old's waking the 2-year-old up. No, the 2-year-old just will not let the 8-year-old go to sleep. And it's caused a lot of late nights and early mornings, lots of biting. Yes.
We keep getting, like, we're in bed and all of a sudden we hear our 8-year-old screaming and crying. And then we go in there like, what happened? He's like, Jackson bit me! And it's like the kid gets so tired and bored that he just rolls over and bites him. Like, in the weirdest places.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because the 2-year-old, like, loves sleeping in the same bed
with
his brother.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean by rolls over and bites him. We don't make him sleep together.
No, like, he has his own bed, but, like, for some reason, he only falls asleep in the same bed as his older brother.
And then we move him to the other one.
And that's been another really cool thing about Grayson, our oldest. Like, he's been totally cool with that. Like, letting his little brother sleep with him, so... That's a big brother win for him. But, yeah, so that was just something...
So we've been debating.
Like, yeah, do we...
Is there a benefit to sharing rooms?
Or not sharing rooms? So we found an article on mom.me. And
it's... Mommy. That's cute.
It's called, Mommy. Shared versus separate rooms for children. Now, this article is a little older. It's back in 2013. But, you know, the thing still... apply, and we liked it. It's just a short article, but we'll briefly go over what the things talk about. So, go.
First one is a pro for sharing a room, which is learning life lessons. Basically, sharing a bedroom can teach skills like sharing, communicating, and working together. And they say when kids share a room, then they have to agree or discuss and communicate, like, how to decorate or where to place things.
Or learn how to compromise.
Right.
And
so there's a lot of life lessons that you can learn by sharing. To me, like you said, I would think sharing a room is a good experience with having a college roommate. Because when I went to college and had to have a roommate, holy moly. I was not prepared.
Yeah, it's.
I'm grateful for her, but I wasn't prepared.
Even if you don't have a college roommate, eventually you're gonna have a spouse and be married, and you'll have a permanent roommate then.
Yeah.
So, if you've never had that experience of sharing a room or a bathroom with someone, it could be a rude awakening for you.
Right. So, and then you also have to learn to adapt to different personalities and approaches. I remember this girl that I taught at our church, she had to share her room with her younger sister, and they were night and day different. The older sister was very clean and organized, and the younger sister was like garbage girl.
And, I am garbage girl!
And they were always, I remember her always saying like, ugh, my sister never cleans, keeps her side of the room clean. And that was another time where I was like, I really don't want my kids to share. But she learned how to, A, accept her sister, and how to teach her how to be clean. Like, it was just, in the end, it ended up being a really good experience.
Yeah.
And I'd like to know how many kids hate sharing a room growing up, but as adults, if they appreciated it or if they still hate it. I'd be interested to know that.
You know, I never necessarily hated sharing a room because I remember a lot of fun things that I did in the room with my brothers and we didn't necessarily do, I mean, we did stuff in our rooms together or separately. So I don't know. I don't think I ever had a really negative experience with sharing a room. So
I wonder if it'd be different for people who are, cause you always shared a room, but imagine like being 12 and then saying, hey, you need to share a room with your sibling. So I wonder if there's a difference between growing up in that mentality that you just share a room.
Yeah.
Or like, hey, buddy, stinks to be you, but here's your new roommate, you know, when you're older.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So the next part is unity. This helps create unity within your siblings. Because eventually when your siblings get older, they tend to, you know, lean and spend more time with their peers rather than their siblings. But sharing a room with that sibling can, it creates, when kids share a room, they get to know each other intimately. They understand one another's moods and preferences and have time to share on a deep level. A quote from a doctor says, bedtime is a wonderful opportunity for siblings to talk. They won't do this every night, but every once in a while, the barriers go down and they get some really excellent opportunities to help each other or get the perspective of a non-parent who still knows them well. And so you kind of have, if you share a room with someone, you kind of have someone to do pillow talk with and,
right.
and a confidant and be able to say, hey, this is what's going on right now. And you have someone there that will listen to you and I don't know, like not judge you or and help you out.
Yeah. I can't say anything about this because I didn't have
You've
that.
Never had that experience.
And my brothers and I could barely share a house growing up. Now we're all friends, but
yeah.
when we were kids.
Well, I remember having conversations late at night with like my brothers in where we just like talk about random things and we'd all be in our own beds, like just lights out and just like looking up at the ceiling and just chatting. So
about the deep mysteries of the universe.
The deep mysteries of of Dungeons and Dragons or something.
Now, something that I'll throw in there is our two girls share a room and they are very different from each other.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, frustrating but funny, to hear when they have to clean their room and trying to figure out like who does what, it gets crazy. And our oldest gets so frustrated because our little girl could care less about having a messy room. Mm-hmm. I think she would actually thrive in...
She'd be a hoarder.
She's kind of a hoarder. And so she loves mess. She loves chaos. And our other daughter wants to just get it done, usually so she can go outside or play with the neighbors or...
do something.
Play a video game.
Yeah.
And so... sometimes she's like desperately saying, okay, you just put the stuffed animals away and I'll do the clothes. Or one day she got so fed up that she came into my room to storm me and she's like, I put a jump rope down the middle of the room and she has to clean that side and I have to clean this side. And I'm just letting you know, like, that's what we're doing. And I think that's great.
We're like, okay.
They're learning how to figure out how to solve problems.
Well, at least
it doesn't always work.
At least the older one is.
Yeah. But usually, by the end, after they fight and yell and probably cry and bang on our door.
Something that would take them a half an hour, you know, it takes them two.
But they do it.
But they get
they
it done.
They figure it out. And that's what I'm saying is they're learning unity.
Yeah.
They might not have unity, but someday we might get there.
Yeah. The next part of the article talks about privacy. As children approach the teenage years, they often long for privacy. Siblings who've enjoyed sharing a room for years may suddenly complain over their bedroom arrangement. And so, I don't know. I didn't have an issue with this either. maybe it's different for girls. But as a boy and my brothers were just like, yeah, whatever. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there was ever a moment where like, dude, I need my privacy and I... this and that. It was never that situation. So I don't know. Is this more of a girl thing?
I don't know. I had all brothers.
Or listeners, what do you think? Is that, did you have experience where your brothers acted that way or you have a sister you shared a room with? Like, is that equal on each side or do you think it's more a boy or a girl thing when it comes to wanting more privacy?
Now, I've heard also, maybe not necessarily privacy, but downtime. Because I'm all for sharing rooms now. Like, I totally think it's a great system. But I do think sometimes our kids need to be alone.
Yeah.
Just to chill out for a minute. And so I think that is the argument with privacy, is sometimes you just want to be alone.
Yeah, I think it's important to have alone time.
And I don't have a solution to that.
But I don't think giving them their... And listeners, you can disagree or agree, but I don't think necessarily giving someone their own room is always the solution to grant them more privacy. Maybe it's just like, well, you want some privacy. You can go into your room. You know, you have privacy for half an hour in your room. You, other sibling, don't go in the room. You go this side of the house for a half an hour or something. Kind of like break them up. Be like, you don't need to be in the room at the same time for at least a half an hour. You know, you have a half an hour of alone time. Or, you know, and maybe that works. Maybe it doesn't work. We haven't reached that point yet with our kids.
Well, sometimes. Do you remember the other day? We were driving home from somewhere, and Jackson fell asleep, so we put him in bed. Oh, we're driving home from church, so we're all in our church clothes. We put Jack in bed, and then we tell Grayson, you can't go in the room because Jackson's sleeping.
Yeah.
And he was like,
but it's my room, too. Room, yeah.
And that was the first time we had that, like, sharing a room, you know? And so, I can't remember what we did. I think we just said, just be quiet when you go in there and change your clothes. But, so I don't know. I think we're still learning. But it reminds me, when we were planning about this, the other day I was searching for room decorations on Pinterest.
Yeah.
And I came across the list of the 44 coolest boys' rooms. And I'm clicking through these, and one of them says traditional boys' room. And I look at it, and it has a full queen size bed with this giant headboard and bookshelves. And then off to the side, it has their own seating area with two couch chairs, like lazy boys almost.
Yeah, it's like two lazy boys.
With a little eating table, like a, this is hard to explain.
A little sitting nook.
A mini table. Yeah, a sitting nook. And then they have like a big screen TV. And I was like, this is a traditional boys' room?
Yeah.
I don't even have a sitting area in my master bedroom.
We don't even have that in our room.
Dude.
Yeah.
It just blew my mind. So anyway.
You know what you need in your room? A bed.
Yeah, so I guess that's kind of where the argument comes from with that's why people think kids need their own room is because you have all these magazines telling you that that's a traditional boys' room.
I guess so.
That they need their entire mall in their bedroom.
But we would like to hear from you guys. Did you share a room growing up? And if you did you like it or not like it? Tell us your pros and cons when it comes to sharing a room. And we would love to hear your thoughts. I shared a room my whole life, and Crystal did not. And we each had...
But I did say that I've changed.
We have interesting experiences on each side. So, thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you subscribe.
Rate, review
our show on iTunes. And until next time, enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.